The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Before a celebration like this,
and a 2-0 pitch, he swings and hammers. Left field and deep. Open up the gates, we're going home.
There are key decisions made every day throughout the organization and on the diamond. This is the show that gives you inside access to everything surrounding your favorite team. It's Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Here's your host of Inside Twins, Corey Provis.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond. Twins and the White Sox wrapping up this three-game weekend series here today on a warm, sunny Sunday here at Target Field. First pitch coming up at about 1:10 Central Time. This program, until the bottom of the hour, Chris Atterbury will have the pregame show then. And then following that, game three, Irvin Santana 3-9 for the Twins. And Carlos Rodon, fresh off the DL, will oppose for Chicago. We thank you for tuning in to Inside Twins. We welcome your questions. You can reach us in two ways, via email, insidetwins@twinsbaseball.com, or on Twitter, #InsideTwins. Alongside Twins interim GM Rob Anthony, I'm Corey Provis. And Rob, great to see you.
Good to be with you, Corey.
Yeah, great to be back with you. How has week two been for you in this new role that you have?
It's been a little bit better because I've been immersed in the job at hand and what we're trying to do. So that's been good, just to kind of get through all the things that we dealt with last week. And now the focus is much more on the trade deadline and what we can do to try and improve this organization.
Your role with the trade deadline now, how different is it from prior years?
Well, I guess in prior years, Terry was always the one taking in all the information and making the final decision, and now I'm in that. I have that responsibility, and we have a lot of the same people in our group. We're back in the same room. We're doing a lot of the same things, but maybe just going about it a little bit differently. But the biggest thing is just that I'll make the final decision on what we do.
And you made a final decision a couple nights back with trading Eduardo Nunez to the San Francisco Giants. We'll get to the young man the Twins received back in that deal, but was the Nunez something that was on your radar for a while?
You know what, there was a number of clubs, I think five or six clubs had interest in Nunez, and I had conversations with all of them, and we saw it as an opportunity to try and get a starting pitcher, and we need to address our pitching. Our starting pitching depth in particular is a little thin, and I was hoping to get a controllable starter, and this is a guy that we've liked for a long time. And when I talked with the Giants, I made it clear that this was our priority, and we had several talks, and in the end, when they agreed to Mejia, we made the deal.
When was the deal truly final? Because did it happen, say, early in the game, and did that put Nunez at risk with the potential injury, and would that have scratched the deal, or was the deal really finalized when the game ended?
No, the deal was finalized, or everything, as long as Nunez came out of the game healthy during the game. And I could have called down and asked him to pull Nunez out of the game. I didn't think that was fair to Paul or our team to have a distraction like that. And I just said, if it, you know, something happens, then it wasn't meant to be. But I think the right thing to do for our players and for Nunez and for Paul was to let him play the game. And afterwards, Dave Prumer, our trainer, checked with him. He said, I'm great. Feel good. So I contacted the San Francisco people, told them Nunez is fine, and we agreed to the deal. We had both done our background checks on the medical on both players, and we were satisfied with it. So we were able to consummate it at that point.
Did you tell Nunez, or did Paul do that?
I told him. They brought him in, and he was emotional. We had just won a game, an exciting game, and you know, the first thing a player thinks about is, you know, the guy's out in the clubhouse. He's leaving his friends. He's leaving a comfortable situation that he knows he's happy in. But I told him, I said, when you stop and think about what happened, I said, you're going to a club that has a chance to win the World Series. This is a great opportunity. They're excited to get you. They strongly pursued you. They gave up a good player to get you. And I think that kind of sank in a little bit with him. And, you know, like I say, it was tough, but at the same time, I think he was excited when he left the ballpark.
Go back to early April. Could you have envisioned the amount of interest in Nunez that happened the last week or so from what you had looking at his resume on opening day?
No, because he came into the season as a utility guy. He has great versatility, but he was not the incumbent starting shortstop. And when he was given that opportunity, he took it and ran with it. And he performed so well, he created a lot of value for himself with us as well as with other clubs. So we could have kept him. We could have not traded him, and we would have had him under control for one more year through arbitration. But like I say, at the where we are right now, as an organization and as a team, we needed to take advantage of a player who had high value to try and get a player that we believe can help us for the next 6-7 years.
The trade deadline tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. Is that Central or Eastern?
3 Central.
3 p.m. Central tomorrow, and we spent some time in this first segment on Nunez. What about the young man the Twins received in that deal? We'll get to that when Inside Twins continues, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. We're live at Target Field on your home for Twins baseball.
Let's take it to the field now for some fan reaction, Bob.
Thanks, guys. Win or lose, fans agree. You can't beat the great taste of Coop's original yellow mustard. Isn't that right?
You're not kidding. There's nothing better than a hot dog at the ballpark, and there's nothing better on a dog than Coop's yellow mustard. It's smooth and mellow with just the right bite.
Yeah, Coop's is the game MVP for sure.
At the ballpark or at home, no one feels a better team of mustards than Coop's. That's Coop's with a K.
Head to your nearest Cub Foods and pick up some Coop's mustard today.
Hi folks, Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
Shift into savings now at your local Kubota dealer. Take command of your lawn care needs with a new Kubota Commander zero-turn mower. Get commercial-grade performance and a full 4-year factory warranty at a price you can afford. Now, during our Shift into Savings sales event, get special promotional pricing of $38.99 and zero down and 0% financing for 36 months. Now through September 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Find a Kubota dealer near you at Kubota.com.
On the field, baseball players want to be
safe.
Off the field, everyone should check with the Better Business Bureau at BBB.org before making purchasing decisions. The BBB has helped consumers like you find ethical, trustworthy businesses since 1912. Remember, it's better to be
safe
than sorry.
How do we make a better sandwich at Subway? We start with tender, rotisserie-style chicken that's raised without antibiotics. Then add a savory Caesar sauce and melted provolone for a unique flavor that redefines what a better sandwich should taste like. The all-new Chicken Caesar Melt from Subway.
Limited time only.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back, Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. We continue, Corey Provis alongside Rob Antony. And Rob, the first segment, we spent some time on Eduardo Nunez. What about the young man the Twins received back? And correct me if I'm mispronouncing his name, Adalberto Mejia, a left-handed starter. Am I saying his name right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
what can you tell us about him?
He's a big body, durable guy. He has three pitches, fastball, slider, changeup. We've liked him for a while, and he's in AAA. He's performing well in the Pacific Coast League, which is a tough pitcher's league. The ball really carries. He's 4-1 with a 4.2 ERA. He's a guy who has strikeout stuff, but he throws strikes as well. He's a guy that can control a game, command a game with his pitches. He works in and out well. He can command his fastball. Those are all things. He's 23 years old, so he's a guy that he's already on their roster, so he just switches over to our 40-man roster, and he reported to Rochester yesterday, but we believe he has a chance to be a member of our rotation for a long time.
Velocity, I read Baseball America projects, what, 92, 93, is that about right?
Yeah, I think maybe a tick below that, probably 91 to 92 average. He'll hit 93. 94, but he'll pitch more at 91, 92.
You mentioned in the first segment, too, the void. Really, from the left side especially, you have some guys that throw upper 80s, right? But do you have, before this trade, did you have a left-handed starter at AAA, even a AA that throws 91, 92? Is Tyler Jay in that group?
Tyler Jay's in that group, and the debate is still on if he's going to be a starter or a reliever. We think he's got, if he's a reliever, we think he's got closer-type stuff. With a high velocity fastball as well as kind of a wipeout slider. So, but we have used him as a starter this year. He'll probably transition into the bullpen pretty soon for the rest of the year just because we need to control his innings. But we believe he still has a chance to start. But this is a left-hander who's very close to being ready. He could surface here before the end of the season. If not, he's definitely a candidate for our rotation next season.
Is it too early to project September call-ups? Are you so focused on the trade deadline and let that come and go, and then you start to pick up September 1 promotions?
Yeah, I think probably the middle of August we'll get into deep discussions on who might be a fit, who's the right guys to bring up, and sometimes a roster plays a role. How we'd be able to use them, are we going to be able to get them innings or at-bats? So all those things, we'll discuss that as we get into August and get our final viewings and assessments of our minor league guys and determine who's ready to maybe come up and see what they can do in September.
Rob, I got up this morning and I read the paper, and I didn't see much after the game last night, but I flipped on the news this morning, and all of a sudden I see Barrios' name pop up, that Jose Barrios, multiple outlets in town reporting that Barrios will join the team. Can you confirm that?
Yeah, I'll confirm that. He's going to join us in Cleveland tomorrow, and you know, he's a guy that a lot of people have been waiting to see come back. He's pitched well. Now it's going to be a matter of he's going to come back. He's going to have to make some adjustments. We'll see where he's at on that. He needs to command his fastball, and he needs to use his secondary pitches in all counts. But he's a bright guy. He's a fierce competitor, and he's a guy that we see as a major part of our future. So I think it's a good situation for him. We need to get him back up here and let us gauge and let him see what he needs to do as we move forward.
So just to confirm that Barrios will join the team in Cleveland tomorrow, but when exactly he'll pitch and the corresponding roster move, that will be made after the game today or more likely tomorrow?
More likely tomorrow. We don't need to do anything until prior to the game tomorrow, and so I would say we'll hold off as long as we can.
All right, Barrios' command, was he better with that? I mean, because last time we saw him here, he did not get out of the first inning with the Tigers, and command was an issue. Did he kind of rein that in a little bit?
You know what? When he gets on a roll, his command's pretty good, and he can mow through them, you know, three, four, five innings at a time. His toughest adjustment is when he gets into some trouble is the damage control, and all of a sudden he starts to try and do too much and tries to throw it even harder instead of worrying about his location and making good pitches. So we need to see that come along, and I think when that happens, then I think his command will be more consistent. But he's had some trouble, arm side, not being able to get through pitches and leaving it tailing on his arm side. So it'll be interesting to see where he's at, but I think he's better. I'm not saying that he's going to come in and he's a completely new guy, but we believe that this time around, hopefully he's a little more prepared.
Final thought on Barrios before we take a break. Will he be on an innings limit the rest of the season?
No, we don't have any inning situations with him this year.
That's good. All right, we'll take a break, come back. We'll get into more trade discussion. The trade deadline, 3 p.m. Central Time tomorrow. Back with Rob Antony next. Inside Twins brought to you by Continental Diamond, one of the best diamonds outside of Target Field, and your home for Twins baseball.
Feel the pull, Twins fans. That's the force of Target Field, drawing you and your friends into the diamond-shaped center of the universe, where stars like Brian Dozier and Trevor Plouffe blast baseballs to the surface of the sun, where you can get nachos in a helmet and donuts in a bucket. The theory of relativity is cool and all, but no science can explain the need to see a Twins game. It's a phenomenon, like gravity, like Joe Mauer's beard, like how the Twins are your ticket to summer.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. Four, maybe five more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve, it's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org, a public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Two kids can receive $5 off a U.S. Bank Home Run Porch View or Home Plate View ticket with a purchase of one adult ticket in the same section on Sunday, Super America Not Whole Kids Day. Coupons available exclusively at Super America locations.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Just treat me better. After all, we're in this together.
To get your high blood pressure to a healthy range, visit heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
We're back. Inside Twins brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Twins and the White Sox wrapping up this three-game series. About an hour from now, it'll be Irvin Santana and Carlos Rodon. Speaking of Santana, Rob, how much attention do you pay to rumors about trade deadline? Because his name seems to pop up quite a bit. Are you that anxious to move a guy like Irvin Santana?
No, I'm not anxious at all. I think he can be a valuable leader in that rotation for us for the next couple of years. I'm very comfortable with the contract that he has. So if somebody comes at us and we can make a good baseball trade and drastically improve our organization and feel good about it, that we got a lot of quality back, I'll entertain that. But otherwise, I don't see him going anywhere.
That's a good point that I think you probably in your role have to weigh. If you're going to at least make a trade like that, what you're going to be getting back in return, maybe some prospects down the line, but say come 2017, what will that leave us with the rotation if you do make a move like that?
Well, if I did trade Irvin, we would be left with a void of that veteran leader, the guy who's been there, done that. Good chance he's going to give you 6-7 innings every time out. He's going to give you a chance to win. He's going to throw strikes, and he's going to add stability to the rotation. And I don't believe that guy's going to be out there in the free agent market, so to trade that, we'd have to feel pretty good about what we're getting back and think that that move would really help this organization for a number of years.
Across the game right now, with Aroldis Chapman being dealt this week, with Andrew Miller, I guess, being dealt this morning, Jonathan Lucroy, I guess, voided that deal to the Cleveland Indians. Are we seeing some big names start the process? Will things really pick up across the game the next few hours here?
Yeah, I think over the course of the next 24 hours, there are teams that have kind of been holding back. What ends up happening is you need deadlines, because that's when things are either going to get done or not get done, and everybody's trying to acquire what they want for the smallest price possible, and teams are trying to extract as much as possible for the guys that they're trading. So it kind of becomes a game of chicken, or, you know, you kind of go back and forth, and then both sides need to make a decision. Are we satisfied with the return? And the teams that are giving up have to be satisfied with what they're giving up, that it's worth what they're getting back. So the deadline kind of spurs those things on, but, you know, it's been a fairly slow-moving week, actually. But I think things will pick up over here in the next day.
You know, going through this the first time in this new role that you have, would you like the deadline to be later? That's been a topic of discussion in the game. Maybe moving it back into August forever. It was in June, and that changed around early to mid-80s with Rick Sutcliffe. But do you like, you know, July 31, this case, August 1 is the deadline?
I think we've discussed both scenarios, and you know, every time we discuss it at the meetings, and we end up coming back to, well, I guess this is the right compromise. It's late enough in the season for some clubs to know that they're sellers, and some clubs would rather have it be a little bit later so they have a better idea. The clubs that are kind of on the fence, they would prefer to have two more weeks to see how their team responds, if they want to be buyers or if they're going to be sellers or neutral. But I think that the later you go into the season, the less chance of getting players and with less time to impact the race. So I think having 2 months, a third of the season left for that, it's probably about right.
Would your phone be as busy if there was no second wild card?
No, that's created a lot of interest, and teams look at it and they say, okay, maybe it's just one game, but let's just get in there. We've got a guy that we believe can win that game for us, and we move on. Once you get in, anything can happen, and that's been proven. So I think that's added a great deal of interest and more excitement to the trade deadline than if we didn't have the added wild card.
Did you have a number in mind the last week or so, how many deals you would like to make only if there was value coming back, and do you think you'll hit that number?
I don't think we had a number of deals. I think we looked at different players, and we kind of set our standard of what we'd have to get back to trade them. If we don't get back what we need, then let's hang on to them. There's no reason to trade them. And there are other guys that, you know, we want to be a little more aggressive with and see if we can't get something done. Nunez was a guy that I really didn't know if I was going to trade. You know, we valued him highly, and we basically said if we get a starting pitcher that we're comfortable with, we'll move him. Otherwise, he's our starting shortstop next year and a key player on our club. But when we were able to do that, then we were comfortable making that deal. But there are a lot of other players that if we're going to get minimal return or guys that we don't think are going to be impact players for us, then it might be better for this team this year and next to hang on to them.
I'm glad you brought up next year, and we'll finish the segment on this thought. Are guys right now auditioning for jobs for 2017? Is that part of the focus right now when you look at what you have and maybe what you need to add come 2017?
You know, some guys, I'm not sure if they're auditioning, but they're kind of on display for us to determine if we can count on them for next year. Do we believe they're going in the right direction, that we can count on them to be regulars or pitchers in the rotation or bullpen pieces, whatever the case may be? We're trying to establish our comfort level with them being a part of the core moving forward. And other guys, we might look at it and say, you know what, I'm not sure that they are, and we're going to have to address that in the off season or right now.
All right, we'll take our last break, come back, and wrap up Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Corey Provis, Rob Anthony on your home for Twins baseball.
Hi, folks. Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
The renovators know where to put a wall, a window, a room. Most importantly, the renovators know what they want, and that's the most admirable skill of all.
A home equity line of credit from U.S. Bank could help make your house the home you've always wanted. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Fourth and one on your own 5. Full count. 2 out. Bottom of the 9th. The front end of a one-on-one with 0.1 seconds left. There's a name for this sliver of hope. She's called Chance. And as every Minnesota lottery player knows, it's worth it to call her number. So let's send in the Hail Mary of, oh yeah! Because with or without her helmet, Chance is a beautiful thing.
Brought to you by the Minnesota Lottery. Players must be 18 or older.
Looking for a new truck? Say hello to the exclusive, limited-time, limited-quantity Northland Edition Ford F-150. It's got a military-grade aluminum alloy body that's tough as nails. Plus, the Northland Edition F-150 is packed with features built with the Northland in mind, like a rear-view camera, bed liner, remote start, heated front seats, all-weather floor mats, and 18-inch wheels. Under the hood, you'll get an EcoBoost engine that's the perfect mix of power and efficiency. And you'll also get peace of mind knowing you're behind the wheel of the safest F-150 ever. Come in today to get great total savings and some of the best lease payments of the year on a Northland Edition F-150. But hurry, these trucks are going fast. Go online to northlandford.com, then visit your local Northland Ford dealer for a test drive today. Safety claim based on F-150 being the only pickup truck to earn IIHS top safety and NHTSA 5-star safety rating.
At Quick Trip, we're always thinking about what it means to be a neighborhood fresh market. That's why we've brought in even more new groceries to keep your day fresh. From premium meats to the kinds of veggies, sides, and fresh fruit your family wants, making it easier than ever to enjoy a home-cooked meal, all in one place.
Right now, Kitchen Cravings ground beef for just $1.99 a pound. Premium meats at your neighborhood Quick Trip Fresh Market.
See you next time.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Wrapping things up here with Rob Anthony, Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Trade deadline 3 p.m. Central Time tomorrow. Some on-field personnel matters before we wrap up the show here, Rob. You know, Byron Buxton, watching him bunt again last night, we see him work at it every single day. For a guy that's seen Byron for a long time, various minor league levels, how much bunting has a guy like that done throughout his life?
in a game, I'm guessing not too much because he's always been such a good hitter, and you're trying to develop a good hitter, not making any excuses, but he looks pretty uncomfortable trying to do it right now, and he's in a situation where he's up there with in game situations where if he gets the bunt down, you know, we're looking at a runner in scoring position or advancing, and he needs to be able to do that. They need to keep working on it, but bunting in batting practice or off of a machine is completely different than doing it in a game, so he needs to work on that, but I'm hoping a year from now we're not even entertaining the thought of having Byron Buxton bunting, because when he gets going, this guy's a good hitter. He's going to be a good hitter, and he's going to be a guy we're looking to drive the run in rather than move a guy over.
Does he still project to be a leadoff hitter?
I believe so. He's going to have to do some work on his strike zone, but he has the traits to do that. He may end up being more of a two or three hitter, or maybe even a five or six hole hitter, because I think he has some power, and I think he's gonna be able to drive the ball some.
How many guys can make the catch he made last night without diving?
Not too many. Man, and I was just thankful that after he crashed into the wall face first into the fence that he bounced back and with no side effects. He plays the game hard, and he can do a lot of things. You saw all the best of Byron Buxton on the bases, his aggressiveness and him running the ball down in the outfield last night, and then you saw him struggle to get that ball down on the ground when we needed to, but you know, he's a work in progress, but this guy's got a lot of talent.
All right, quickly, just about 10 seconds left. We do the show next week. Do you anticipate some new personnel in that clubhouse?
I'm hoping we can still do some things.
All right, Rob, thanks for the time. And good luck tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
All right, Rob Anthony joining us here at Inside Twins. Stay tuned. More to come. Chris's pregame show is next. Then game three at 110, Santana and Rodon. We thank you for joining us, Inside Twins, on your home for Minnesota Twins baseball.
You've been listening to Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.